across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special.
It's our job every Saturday morning to come here to the radio station and try and do everything we can to put a smile on your face and get your weekend started correctly. It's Rosie on the House, Arizona's traditional weekend wake-up call. Good morning, y'all. We're here this morning visiting with Mr. Jim Paxson, special assistant to the director at Arizona Game and Fish Department. We've talked a little bit about El Nino and all that's going to do, the flora, the fauna, and the wildlife all across the great state of Arizona, the Mexican Wolf Program, the Becoming Outdoor Woman's Seminar at Saguaro Lake Ranch, which happens next weekend, or is that in 2 weeks? That's next weekend, yeah.
Next weekend.
Yeah, so any of you ladies that would like an all-lady encounter with the outdoors, learning binoculars, learning fishing poles, learning shotguns, rifles, pistols.
Little cooking,
little outdoors, and you don't have some guy breathing down your neck, no, that's not the way you do it.
Well, we wouldn't do that, Rosie.
I know
you
y'all
two wouldn't.
I know y'all wouldn't, but I've seen a lot of men treat their wives that way out there.
We have, but you know, this is a safe environment for the ladies.
It's a great event.
And they will actually learn from each other. It's an exploration time, and it's just really a fun thing that has become a cornerstone of developing appreciation for the outdoors. We really encourage ladies to enjoy this and take part.
Do you get all ages signed up for that?
We do. Yeah, everything from teenagers to grandmothers. Yep.
That's great.
I have not introduced a lot of women to the outdoors other than Jennifer and our four daughters, but there's nothing more rewarding than introducing something to the wonder of a campfire, the North Star, the tree canopy at night or at dawn, or the elk moving through the meadow at just the break of dawn.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we get away from our cell phones and we're out there. There's nothing that can replace the wonders of wildlife in the outdoors.
Well, when we bought our property to build our summer home, it one of the criteria is no cell signal and no Wi-Fi. And don't you know, right after we closed escrow, they put up a cell tower.
Oh, my goodness.
Right on top of the hill. All right, so y'all have a lake here in Arizona where you're going to remove all catch limits. We can catch any and all that we want. Can we use multiple poles?
Yes, we can, and okay. It's in existence right now. That's Tempe Town Lake. You know, they're going to reconstruct the dam. We've had one washout. The rubber dam's been replaced. They're going to actually put a masonry dam back in there. So that will be drained this spring. We've actually been putting fish in Tempe Town Lake, and there's trout in there that were just put in last weekend. So it's a fishable water. We want folks to go in there and enjoy that, not have to drive 2 or 3 hours to go fishing. So Tempe Town Lake, limits are off. Catch all you can. Take them home and eat them. Share them with your neighbors. But enjoy the fishing, because come springtime, when the lake is drained, any fish that are left will lose.
And what would you expect to catch in there? Y'all are stocking trout. I would think a few catfish made it downstream.
There's still catfish. There's a few bass, but there's trout in there. So multiple species, Rosie.
So you'd want to go in there with some power bait and off the bottom?
Yeah.
Would that be your plan?
You bet.
And shore fishing is fine, just right off the bank.
You know, we've seen fly fishermen on Tempe Town Lake, too, okay. And that's kind of fun.
Okay. No limits
until
we drain the lake this spring for reconstruction of the dam.
That's right. Now, we've got another 32 waters that we call community fishing program lakes, and trout are in most of them starting the first part of December. So we've got trout in these desert lakes for people to catch. And we encourage folks to get close to home, get your kids out, go fishing, have a great time, take them home and have a meal.
Now, and I've lost track of it, but at one time that was the urban fishing program. But
yep.
Y'all, what is it now?
Community fishing program.
Community fishing program. These are lakes that are generally in neighborhoods close to dense populations. It's not a half-day drive to get anywhere.
That's right. They have to have community access. They can't be private lakes where nobody can get in. We don't stock those waters, only those that are accessible to the public. But they're here, Payson, Yuma, Tucson, and a number of them in the valley. So people can go fishing.
And I hear a lot of times people skeptical about harvesting and eating those fish. But that's perfectly good fish.
They're hatchery raised. They're fed organic meal. They're not full of antibiotics. They're not mushy like some people think. They're catchable sized trout when they're released, and they continue to grow while they're in the water because they're feeding. But they're good fish.
Now, what's the licensing requirement for participation in that community fishing program?
Kids get a $5 license, and that's a bargain for mm-hmm. children
licenses. That's an annual?
That's annual. Has to
children
be.
Children under age?
Under 18.
18, okay.
Yep. And parents get the regular license, which is either a fishing or a hunt and fish combo license.
And most of the fish they're going to catch are going to be trout.
This time of year, in the summer, we stock catfish, summer and spring.
Okay.
And in the fall and winter, we stock trout.
Okay. None of those fish are making it through the year. We're harvesting. It's
right.
Put and take.
Yeah, it is put and take. Yep.
Any brim?
No, we're not putting any brim in right now.
Okay. All righty. So no limit at one particular lake right now till we drain it in the spring. Tempe Town Lake, catch all you can.
That's correct.
And keep all you can.
That's right. Take them home and eat them.
And share with your neighbors.
You bet.
And show them how you caught them.
Have a great time.
Right. There you go. Tempe Town Lake, all fishing limits have been removed until the lake is dried here, drained for dam reconstruction. I did not know that was even on the agenda, but it was... When was the rubber dam burst? 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
13, I think.
Oh, a few years ago, huh?
Yep.
And they replaced it with another rubber one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to put in
another
inflatable.
Go in with a solid one. Well, it sure has been a valuable asset to that part of town. I'll tell you what, sure a lot prettier than the river bottom I looked at the whole time I was at ASU back in the 70s.
Well, it'll be a better water in the future. So.
Awesome. Great. All right. We'll be back, y'all. Hang on.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.